This is Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Don Coe helped commercialize Northern Michigan's wine industry when he founded Black Star Farms near Sutton's Bay 17 years ago. Coe retired last month and turned Black Star Farms over to his business partner, Kerm Campbell. In 2005, Coe led a legal fight to give wineries the right to ship their products directly across state lines. The Supreme Court upheld that right in a 5-4 decision. Coe says Michigan's wine industry has matured over the last 17 years, and he sees more growth on the horizon as a new generation of winemakers takes over. Don Coe joins us now. Don, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Nice to talk to you.
I understand you're enjoying your retirement in Florida.
I'm in Florida, escaping the cold weather.
That sounds nice. Where is the wine industry in Northern Michigan compared to 17 years ago when you got started? How has it matured over the years?
Well, 17 years ago, we probably had the experimenters and the visionaries who thought a wine industry could be developed in Northwest Lower Michigan. There are 8 to 10 wineries, and they were really the people who proved that we could grow classic vinifera grapes in the lake with the lake effect climate that we had. Now, since that time, we've had many more wineries become established because people have seen the success that the first ones had and wanted to join in the effort of creating a credible wine region in Northwest Michigan.
What's the next step, do you think, for the wine industry to continue to grow and mature?
It takes about 30 years to develop a viable wine industry. So we're about 20 years into it. So the next 10 years, I think we'll see continued growth. We're seeing cherry growers becoming interested in growing grapes as they pull out old cherry orchards. We're seeing rising interest among consumers in the state for Michigan wines. Michigan wines at this time are about 8 to 9% of the total wine consumption in Michigan. So as you can see, there's plenty of room to grow.
You fought a political battle with the wholesalers for the right to sell directly to consumers. Can you talk about that a bit and how that changed the game?
It goes back a number of years. Michigan wineries were allowed to ship wine to Michigan consumers directly. Michigan was sued by out-of-state wineries who wanted to have the same right. And in that lawsuit, it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said essentially that Michigan couldn't discriminate against out-of-state wineries as long as they allowed in-state wineries to ship directly to consumers. You might be surprised that we were in favor of that lawsuit. We were not concerned at all about competing with wineries from outside the state. And secondarily, once the right for wineries from out of state to ship in was granted by the legislature, it gave us the right to ship our wines out of our state to other states that allowed the same privileges. And so the wine shipment battle was a battle to where the consumer actually won. It increased consumer access. It allowed a consumer who visited a winery in another state and came home and couldn't find the wine to still obtain the wine through direct shipment. So it's been a real gain for the industry.
Some of the first wineries around here in Northern Michigan have now sold to new owners. How do you see that as affecting the overall industry here?
I think it's healthy. We all get older, and in my case, reaching 75, it was a good time to find somebody who would step forward and pick up from what we'd been able to develop, and we were able to do that in-house. There will be, I think, new owners coming in from outside, and I'm looking forward to seeing the first established Michigan winery bought by one of the larger national wine companies. That would truly say that the wine region has arrived. The other wineries that we're starting to see are local investors and people who've retired in Northern Michigan. That's a healthy outlook also. It provides a healthy outlook for the industry because people want to be involved with wine. They like the lifestyle. They They like the business, and they're continuing to come in.
Don Coe, founder of Black Star Farms, joining us from Florida, where he's enjoying his retirement. Don Coe, thank you so much for talking to us today, and congratulations on your retirement.
Well, thanks very much.